Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is Brenda Harrison with Manifested Sons and Daughters of Destiny, coming to you via Blog Talk Radio again on this afternoon. I hope everyone out there is having a wonderful evening and that you had a wonderful day. Praise God, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Thank you so much for taking out the time to listen to this broadcast on today. And I pray that it will be a blessing to you. I thank God so much for opening this door and for this opportunity to be a blessing, to help someone. And I pray that life will be changed and transformed. And I want to tell you something. You know what? I'm being blessed right along with you, because what I put on here, I've tried to speak only what I hear and feel in my spirit. And it always begins with me. I am not an exemption. I am not an exception. You are not an exemption. You are not an exception. Praise God. We got to be the first partakers. Praise God. Whatever God gives us for the body, it's for us also, because we're a part of the body. Well, let's move along here. We got a very sensitive subject on today that we want to talk about. And I pray that it will, as I first stated, be a blessing and that it will be life-changing. It blessed me when God gave it to me. And, you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell you how this message came about. I think it was about two Sundays ago, and I did a post on Facebook regarding this a few Sundays ago. I was preparing for church, I believe, and I heard in my spirit the Lord was talking to me. He said, you know, you still got unforgiveness in your heart. He didn't say you still. He said, you have unforgiveness in your heart. And I was like, oh, my God. And so I paused because I wanted to hear the rest of what God had to say. And then he began to talk to me. He said, when someone has done harm to you, or someone has hurt you, or whatever the case might be, when you think of those individuals, when you feel disgust, hurt, anger, bitterness, that means there's something in you that is not pleasing in the sight of God. That means there is still some iniquity inside of you. Yeah. Still shouting, still praising God, still working in the church, still speaking in tongues, still laying hands on people. But you got iniquity on the inside of you. Praise God. And God also began to deal with me as I stilled myself. Said when you see someone who has done harm to you, or broken your heart, perhaps, when you see them in the store, it could be at work, it could be on the job, wherever. And when you see them, you try to go the other way to avoid them because you don't want to have any conversation with them. You don't want to talk to them. So you go the other way. She said, that's unforgiveness. That means that you still have unforgiveness in your heart. Iniquity is there. And you can't go to heaven like that. And this happens in the church. I've seen it. Yeah, there are people in the house of God that will not speak to each other. They're angry with each other. And they won't speak to each other in the church. And they keep shouting over that and speaking in tongue over that, you know. And God is not pleased. It's all in vain. Fruitless. He gets no glory out of it because you got iniquity in your heart. We got to forgive, guys. Let's talk about the spirit of sensitivity. Let's talk about that. That's the topic on today, the spirit of sensitivity. It is a spirit. It's not a spirit because you are sensitive, because we all, I believe the majority of us are sensitive at some time or another. But the spirit is of sensitivity is when you find yourself constantly, always, everything, you know, that someone says or does, or, I mean, everything you read or whatever, you're always finding yourself so sensitive, thinking everything is a target toward you or at you, a fiery dart at you. Everything, you know, everybody has to walk almost on thin ice around you because you're so sensitive. That is when it becomes a spirit. And it's not a good spirit. What happens is it starts out as sensitivity. And then what happens, it turns into an offense. You become offended easily. That's what most, when the spirit of sensitivity is resting, is a part of your life, when that spirit of sensitivity is there, that's what usually happens. You're the type of person, you become offended very easily. I was there, offended, always offended, everything, you're offended. And here's where the sin comes in. Now, the Bible says be angry. You could be angry, but sin not. So that means you could be angry and it not be a sin. But where does the sin come in? Well, listen to this, but as we talk about sensitivity. Okay, it starts out as a sensitive. You're very sensitive. And then you become offensive. And then what happens when you become offensive, more than likely, you're going to become unforgiving. Person that just harbors all sorts of evil feelings in their hearts and in their spirits. And that's where the sin comes in. You become irritable, hypersensitive. So we have to watch ourselves as children of God with that. We got to be really careful and watch ourselves. We got to guard our hearts and we got to guard our spirits. Praise God. Because, you know, we want God to live a life that God can have complete total control, where he can flow and use us in the way that he desires to use us. But when iniquity is there, God can't do that. Praise God. Let's talk. Listen here. Before I go there, I'm going to tell you something else. Share something else with you here. The Bible says the little foxes spoil the vine. And the Lord spoke this in my heart as I was reading that scripture. It says the little things in life will get us in just as much trouble as the big things. The little things in life. The things that we call small sins. We got our categories. We know the Bible makes distinctions. Some sins are abomination. So there are different levels, because some things are abomination in the sight of God, and some things he just calls it what it is. So the things that we deem as the little sin is just as will get us in just as much trouble with God as the big things. So we got to pay attention to the small boxes. Let's go back to sensitivity, and I want to share something with you regarding that. In college, there was a subject, how do we handle that when we're dealing with people? We're dealing with, let's say, difficult people. Some people are certainly difficult, and you will encounter them in your life. If you have it, keep living. You will encounter difficult people. You will encounter very difficult people. And we have to seek God how to handle those type spirits and not allow offense to lodge within our spirits, in the spirit of unforgiveness because of their behavior. You know, we got to remember, too, when we stand before God, he's not going to ask us about what they did, but he's going to ask us, what did we do? How do we respond to what they did? Praise God. We learned there was a subject in college that I loved and I enjoyed so much. And the scholars say it's a very difficult class to teach, and they do have a lot of problems getting students to really grasp and adhere to this particular, what would we call it? This particular, I would just call it a style, but it's really not. It should become a habit. And the name of this subject is critical thinking. We're talking about dealing with difficult people. I can't tell you I've mastered it yet. I'm working on me while he's working in me, I'm working on me. That's one of my quotes. Praise God. Critical thinking. What that means is you evaluate an issue in order to form a judgment. Before you form a judgment about a situation, about a person, whatever it might be, you go through an analysis and an evaluation. It's a critical analysis, being open-minded. It just means you stop and you think. Let's stick a pin on those two words, stop and think. Most of us don't do that. I've been very guilty of not doing that most of my life. Praise God. We stop and we think. You encounter someone. And some things, honestly, is just the devil. Just people who just allow the enemy to use them. Praise God. But you stop and you think, why is this person like they are? Why do they behave like they are? It could be, like I forestated, just the enemy using them, you know? Or it could be deeper than that. It could be something that has stemmed from childhood, something that may have happened to them that causes them, let's say, a person who just doesn't trust people. Maybe it's been the experiences they've had throughout their life. And they're now, they've been ruined so much until they haven't been delivered, and they just don't trust people. They've been hurt over and over and over again, and they just don't trust people. And you got that's where the spirit of discernment comes in. Very important that we have the spirit of discernment to discern spirits. Praise God, to understand why is this person like this, instead of judging them, you know, and forming an opinion when you didn't even get to know them. I have a family member that always says to me, that's unfair to people when we do that to them. And it is. When they told me that initially, I wasn't hearing it. I didn't believe it. And as I went on and began to think and have my own personal experiences, I began to say, yeah, okay, yeah, I see that now. Because you hadn't taken out the time to stop and to think and find out, to ascertain why are you like you are. What has caused you to get to this point? And then when we find out, then perhaps then we can help them. That's what we're supposed to do. Praise God. Not saying that's going to be the situation every time, but it's about souls. Praise God. So we have to learn as Christians many times, and we deal with those difficult spirits, to stop, to think critically and discern what is the root of this. And then God will let us know what we need to do. Praise God. I pray this has helped someone on today, talking about the spirit of sensitivity. And we see how dangerous it can be. It's not that you're sensitive. We all are sensitive people at some point. But when we allow offense to take place in our life as a result of our sensitivity, and then it results into unforgiveness. You see a brother, because of what they've done to you, you don't want to have anything to say to them, you don't want to see them. That means iniquity is in your heart. When you think of them, if your thoughts are evil, hateful, I don't like them, those kind of thoughts, and you might not even think, I don't like them, but when you think of them, it's a feeling of disgust, it's not a happy feeling. It's not a good feeling. That means iniquity is in your heart, and you need forgiveness. Many times we think the other person needs forgiveness, and they probably do, but we need it as well. You need forgiveness just as much as they do. Praise God. We always point our fingers at everyone else, don't we? Sometimes you have to stop, think, look at the man or woman in the mirror. And if you do that in a critical manner, you will find out that you need just as much help as that other person does. Praise God. It's all about love. It's all about souls. That's what this message is about, love and souls. Small foxes, the things that we overlook. Praise God. Small foxes spoil the vine. I pray that this message has been an encouragement to you on this afternoon. I want to thank you again for tuning into this broadcast. We got so much more that we'll be talking about. It's going to be a blessing and life-changing if you allow it to be. While God is working on me, I'm working. While God is working in me, I'm working on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be blessed.